Time now for Talking Books with Susan Brown, and joining us here in the studio is the woman herself, Talking Books. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello.
How are you?
Just a hair late. Or
that's
not.
Fine.
I'm
no,
not
you
late.
Weren't. You weren't late. I was talking about football.
Do you have a cold?
I'm waxing. Yes, I do. Do I sound that bad? Like I have a cold? Really?
I didn't hear it on the radio, but I just heard it like talking to you.
I'm
now
actually
in
not
person.
That stuffed up today. Yesterday, God, I went to. I didn't go anywhere. I went. I watched the Trump Clinton debate on Monday night, and then I woke up the next morning with this bad
with the sniffles.
With the Trump sniffles, yeah. I had the sympathy Trump sniffles, and the only other thing going on is I also have 136,000 deleted emails in my inbox, so I've got that going for me too as well.
Oh right, yeah. Right.
I honestly think that like all of the talk about Clinton's deleted emails, I have 136,340 deleted emails in my inbox, and it counts it for me
could...
there. It's got a number.
Right.
It's all spam. You know, honestly, I think if those emails are ever released, it's going to be nothing but a Nigerian prince offering her money.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I've got the Trump sniffles, and it's
the
not
Trump
good.
Sniffles.
I'm not that stuffed up today. Do I sound like I have a cold?
Yeah, I said no, not
wow.
on the radio.
Not on the
Don't
radio?
Worry about
okay,
it.
That's
Everything
fine.
Is fine. You sound totally
because I'm really concerned about...
I'm loving this weather though. I haven't gotten the change of season cold. I often do. And
yeah.
It's starting like it's sunny, but it's cool out.
Right,
cooler.
Right.
I can't wait for fall. I
yeah.
can't wait for October, which is like tomorrow
like,
or
yeah,
soon.
Three
like,
days
I don't know
away.
Where September went.
I know.
It's crazy.
Wake me up when September ends.
There you go.
You'll be waking up in like a very short period of time.
And you know what happens when September ends?
October comes.
It's Banned Books Week.
Oh, yeah,
See
that's
what
right.
I did
oh,
there?
Nice.
See
yeah, last
there?
Week in September.
Yes.
Well, I do have a cold. I did not see that
it's,
coming
I know.
At all.
I
yeah.
like bested your eyes.
Yes, you
I,
did.
I out-segwayed the segwayer. And I'm not talking about one of those writing
no,
things.
No,
no. No.
Actual changing the subject in a clever and interesting way.
So before the debate and before you're
yes.
not cold, because you don't have
don't
a
have
sniffle,
cold. No, not at
you
all.
You don't sound weird at all,
no.
Aaron. I saw you Friday night at our Banned Books
trading card
exhibit launch.
Which
Thanks
was
for
so
coming.
Cool. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wasn't
that was
it fun?
So much fun. Yeah, there was food, there was wine, there were these big, huge posters, which exist still in the
yes,
library.
Yes, they do.
They're being unveiled again one at a time.
That's right.
I got to see them all.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you got outbid.
I did get outbid. I bid
I won
on
my
the...
piece because I cheat. I mean, I don't cheat.
What?
I don't cheat. I just close out the auction. So, you know.
There are some people who just sort of stand there by the tables waiting. Like those people who are on eBay just sort of looking
right?
at an item until the last 2 minutes and then bid, and they win.
Wars.
Oh, yeah.
We made some money for the project.
Yeah, that
next
was really
year.
Good. Well, the one that I bid on was the Fun Home one that you showed
yes,
me, which was so
one.
Good. Like it was Fun Home. It was done in the style of Alison Bechdel. It was an homage to the book. It was an homage to House Bill 2. I talked with the artist, and she said that she drew it exactly the same way that Alison Bechdel drew the
yeah.
panels in Fun Home, which is that she had her daughter posed, and she took a picture and drew
when
it that way.
When she turned in the piece, she turned in the photo of
yeah.
her daughter posing.
Oh, that's
also.
Awesome.
And that same artist last year did the card that won. She won last year, and this year
mm-hmm.
she was in. Well, they're all winners.
Yes.
But she was selected to have her card printed. Last year, she did the Invisible Man piece
okay.
that was all
oh, yeah.
Clippings about Ferguson.
Yes.
So she's a great artist because
oh,
she
timely
works in like,
too.
All of these different mediums. She's timely. And of course,
mm-hmm.
both Invisible Man and Fun Home were challenged here in the state.
Yes.
So she's really, she's got it, she's like firing on
Finger
all cylinders.
Finger on the pulse.
That's right.
Yeah.
So for those that don't know what we're talking about, this is our Banned Books Week.
Let's go back.
They're like, what are they talking about?
I have no
so
idea.
This is Banned Books Week, which is a national celebration of the freedom to read.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Chapel Hill, for the fourth year, we are doing our Banned Books trading cards. We asked, over the summer, it was an open call to artists in five counties to create artwork inspired by a book that has been banned or challenged. We had 75 entries. They are all on view right now, both on our website and at the library in the lobby. And then we chose nine, seven to be printed as cards and two special winners. And you can get a set of Banned Books trading cards. So there's seven cards, for the 7 days of Banned Books Week. On the back of them, they feature information about why the book was banned and part of the artist statements, and they're pretty cool.
Yeah, they are. And you can go to the library, because last year it was you get one trading card every day, but now this year
we're
you
just
got
giving
the whole
away the
set.
Whole set. Every yeah, other year. So cool. When we first did the project, the idea was a hook to get people to come in the library
right,
every single day. We don't really have that problem. There are
yes,
lots of people that come in there every single
that's
day.
That's more of a Lawrence issue
awesome,
than a Chapel
right,
Hill issue.
Right.
Not Dig to brag or nothing.
So we decided this year what we
our
really
listenership
wanted
in Lawrence
to do.
Just plummeted.
Right. We decided that what we really wanted to do was get this awesome local art and this great message in people's mm-hmm, hands. So this year, we're still sort of featuring a card each day, but you can come into the library and get a full set of cards. You can also stop by Chapel Hill Comics. You can stop by Flyleaf Books. Mm-hmm. And you can stop by many, if not all, probably not all, but many of the libraries on the UNC campus and pick up cards.
Very
they are
cool,
all distribution points. And it's super fun. There's lots of tweeting and Facebooking about it right now. And it's fun.
Oh, wait. We're about to get a National Weather Service message. We're going to get severe thunderstorm warnings coming in. So
we
hang
are?
On a second. Yeah.
Really?
Yep. And that's from the National Weather Service. Thunderstorm warning until 5:15 for those parts of Chatham and Wake counties, as well as Durham County. We're taking a look at the radar right now, and it's a patch of rain that's really hitting Cary, especially in Raleigh, and also parts of Durham County as well. Okay, back to Susan Brown of the Chapel Hill Public Library.
About?
You were talking about the banned books, trading cards, and how cool they are.
Yes, they are cool.
Yeah.
So stop by and get them.
Stop by and
the
get them.
The other great thing, two special prizes this year that we are up in the exhibit in the lobby. We always have a youth, we don't always. For the last 2 years, we've had a youth prize. So it's a blind jury competition. So we judge everybody. We don't know names, ages, anything. And if a youth is an under 18 artist is eligible to be in the seven cards. But if they're not, we also do a special youth prize. So we print that one as a big poster. We display it and they win $100 as well. This year, we had two under 18 artists be selected for the cards, and we had a youth prize, and that's an awesome Harry Potter piece. If you saw that Friday night,
yes,
it's a collage piece.
Yeah,
it's half
like
Harry,
that
half
one.
Voldemort. And then this year, we did a special jury prize. This is the piece that I bid on and won at the auction, and it looks great in the
exhibit.
Oh,
you did win this
I
one?
Won it. Oh,
nice.
Yeah, I play dirty.
Because I really want to see this one go national. Like,
yes.
I think this one should be in libraries all
yes,
over the place.
Yes.
Even though the artist who did it like brazenly violated the rules of the...
Oh, but he's just an awesome guy.
He really
like,
is.
He's
it's
a rule
great
breaker.
Piece.
This
yeah,
is a slippery slope. And then I was like, oh my gosh, it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
So that piece, when you come in, it's hanging up. It's a special jury prize because we keep it pretty tightly focused on it's supposed to be inspired by a book or author.
Mm-hmm.
His was inspired by a time when people were also banned from libraries. So he grew up in Jackson, Mississippi, and his is a portrait of a woman. It's a painting of her mugshot. And she, along with six or seven other college students, were arrested for going into a segregated library in Jackson, Mississippi in 1961.
Mm.
Her name is Geraldine Evans, I believe, and it's a beautiful piece. And he's this, I shouldn't say older, he's a older white gentleman, a white gentleman mm-hmm, of a certain age.
Yes.
He grew up there, and he's just made this beautiful piece that speaks to so many things. And as I said Friday night, it speaks to me because librarians are awesome. I'm not going to argue that.
Of course,
that.
Right.
But sometimes we get a little on our high horse, and we're so open-minded, and we're so
mm-hmm,
forward-thinking, and we're open to all. And this is a really great reminder that we, too, have a troubled history in this area or in
absolutely,
this, in this area. So I encourage everybody to come by, see the exhibit, get the cards, and yeah.
Cool.
And read banned books.
And read banned books, yeah. So banned, challenged books in libraries and also like bookstores, classrooms
yes,
across the country.
Duke University last year.
Yes. Fun home.
Randolph County a couple years ago.
Invisible Man.
All over the country.
Yep.
So I thought...
And Fun Home and Invisible Man are two of my favorite books of all time. Like, if you ask me to name my top five books, Fun Home's on it, Catch 22, probably Invisible Man, and all three of those are frequently challenged
yes,
books. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And I should mention...
The best ones are the challenged ones.
So today's card is Animal Farm,
mm-hmm,
which is
another
often
great one,
challenged.
Yes.
We have coming up Shel Silverstein, Sophie's Choice, and The Grapes of Wrath.
Why do people challenge Animal Farm?
Well, hey, Aaron, it just so happens I can look at
Who's
today's
the
card.
Master of Segway now?
All right, I don't have my glasses on. Here we go.
All right.
Reason for banning. Orwell's novella has the distinction of being on most high school curricula. Gosh, our grammar yes. folks are so good. Curricula, we call
curricula.
That right. But is also frequently challenged for its political themes. The 1954 animated adaptation of the novel was funded by the CIA. What?
All right.
And features
it was
an
the Cold War.
Very different
sense.
From the book.
Wait, really?
Oh, I've never seen the animated one.
Of course it would.
I want to
yes.
see that. So it has been challenged
People forget
for
Orwell
themes.
Was a socialist,
right.
so he was an anti-communist, but he wasn't all that fond of capitalism
exactly.
either, which is why the ending of Animal Farm, everyone gets together and they all look the same.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So,
oh, that's
yeah.
hilarious.
So I emailed you hours ago and said, Aaron, I'm going to prepare this awesome Jeopardy-style quiz all about banned books.
Yes.
And I totally prepared for that. So let's
you
do
did?
It.
You did? All right, cool. Let's do it.
I'm making this up as I go along.
Oh, totally. We're
okay,
all making so, this up as
alrighty,
we go along.
Here we go.
This
Jeopardy
is this thing
style.
Called life. All right. So I have to answer in the form of a question.
You have to answer in the form of a question.
This is going to be the hardest thing.
I'm going to try and not get banned off the show when I do these. Because okay. This book, one of your favorites that we have talked about many times, mm-hmm. Was banned because it teaches children to spy.
Teaches children to spy.
And lie.
Ding.
And gossip.
Oh, God. What is...
Time's up.
Oh, what is Catch-22?
What is Harriet the Spy?
You said it was one of my favorites.
Well, we've talked about it.
We've talked
Harriet
about it a bunch
spy
of times.
One of your
I have never read that book before
it's one
in my,
of my
life.
Favorites.
I know
Sorry.
It's one of your favorites. You threw me off with this one of your favorites
okay.
thing.
Okay.
Mr. Trump.
let's see. This beloved fairy tale.
I'm currently assuming this is neither beloved nor a fairy tale.
It is both,
okay,
actually.
Okay, okay.
Has been banned because the precocious female lead who's fond of red outerwear is also an alcoholic.
What is Little Red Riding Hood? Does she drink in the original?
No, oh. but she's carrying alcohol.
Oh,
she's carrying
for
alcohol.
Granny, yes.
For Granny. And so the first year that I did this card.
Oh, my goodness.
The first year that I did this project in Lawrence, one of the winning cards was a beautiful rendering of Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, she's yeah, right?
Was it just a bottle of booze and a Little Red Riding Hood printed on it? Because that's what it should be.
No, it's gorgeous. I will bring it to you. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. This book, which was also made into a movie, Flying Monkeys, has been challenged or banned because it depicts women in strong leadership roles.
Wizard of Oz. What is the Wizard of Oz?
There you go.
What is the Wizard of Oz?
1928, all Chicago public libraries banned this book because Dorothy and the witches were basically too big for their britches.
Really?
Ooh, did you see what I just did there?
Oh, I like it.
Did it. Okay, this one's one of my favorites, and we had a trading card our very first year from the wonderful local artist, I just forgot her name.
Oh, good Lord.
She's a wonderful children's book illustrator. Anyways, she did our Charlotte's Web card. Our marketing guy is going to text me her name because I cannot think of it.
It's not Elaine O'Neill, is it?
No. She's
okay.
fabulous. Clay. Anyways.
I can't
okay.
help you.
Okay, sorry. So this book has been banned and featured in our trading cards as
okay.
a result because the challengers / banners believe that talking animals are an insult to God.
What is...
Clay Carmichael is the artist's name,
okay.
sorry.
Okay, all right. Insult to God. What is Watership Down?
Ooh, no. Charlotte's Web.
Oh,
Watership Down
yeah.
has probably been banned for this.
Yeah, age. Probably yeah. too. Oh, Charlotte's,
so Charlotte's Web.
Yeah, Web, that's
the great
sense.
Thing about that is that was banned in Kansas.
Talking and literate animals as well
right?
in Charlotte's Web. That's an even greater affront to
but
God,
but the great
honestly.
Thing about that one is, of course, what other book features a talking animal?
The Bible?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that one. Okay, let's see. Here we go.
I mean, it's ooh. Technically any book with a talking human.
With a talking human? Ooh, there you go.
Because we're all talking animals.
What you yeah. just did there.
Look at me. Anyway.
My mind is blown. I'm not sure how I can segue from that. Here we go.
Don't even try.
Okay, you will. So this is tomorrow's. No.
Okay.
Friday's card or tomorrow's card. I don't know.
It's a card.
It's a card. Yeah. It's coming up. It's forthcoming. This book has been banned because it not only glorifies Satan, suicide, and cannibalism, but it also encourages children to break dishes in order not to wash them.
What is The Cat in the Hat?
No, what is Shel Silverstein, A Light in the Attic?
Oh.
Right?
Yes, yeah.
That's like actually a thing because of the poem, How Not to Dry the Dishes.
Yeah, yeah. Man, you could ban that book for a whole bunch of reasons.
Right?
I saw that one at the, and I was going to ask why that one had been banned, because you think Shel Silverstein, why on earth would anyone? But he really encourages people to be irreverent.
But then, I think about it. My favorite Shel Silverstein poem is Warning. Inside everybody's nose, there lives a sharp-toothed snail. If you stick your finger in, it might bite off your nail.
Right.
He actually is.
That's a morality play. Yeah.
He's teaching children not to pick their nose.
Yeah.
While they're not drying the dishes, they should not be picking their nose. They should not be picking their nose.
Yeah. How not to dry the dishes is to pick your nose while you're doing it. And thanks to Shel Silverstein, fewer kids do.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
More.
I can't do this one because I'm not sure I can say this word on the radio. I don't think I can. When in doubt,
my mom
might be listening.
Is that a little bit ironic for Banned Books Week that we're censoring ourselves on the radio?
It's probably a good idea, Aaron.
Okay. All right.
Okay, here we go. This book has been banned because of mistaken author identity. So this book about a simply drawn brown bear and his band of woodland companions was banned or challenged because of a mix-up with the author's name.
Well, that's got to be What is Winnie the Pooh?
No. Survey says.
Oh, no.
This
what
one's
other
great.
Simply
this
drawn
one's
bear?
Great. Brown bear, what do you see? Which is by Bill Martin Jr. and Eric Carle, the beloved children's illustrator Eric Carle, who did The Very Hungry Caterpillar and all of those.
All right.
So brown bear, any parent out there has read this book ad nauseum. It's great. Brown bear, what do you see?
Yeah.
I see a red dog looking at me. Red dog. I mean, it's just like
all
10
right.
pages.
Yeah.
It was banned because they got this Bill Martin mixed up. This happened in Texas, of course. There's another author named Bill Martin who wrote a book called Ethical Marxism, and the school district banned the wrong Bill Martin book from its list. So they let through Ethical Marxism.
Please tell me there's like 12 copies of Ethical Marxism in the children's section and like a big bag full of Brown Bear, what do you see, just sitting at the curb waiting for the trash to pick it up.
Right? Okay. All right, I got some more. Hang on.
P.S. Ethical Marxism also should not be banned. I'm just throwing that
right.
out. Right. Banned books in general.
Unethical
Marxism. even then, it's a cautionary tale. Come on.
Okay. I don't know if I can say this one. Man,
what?
I pulled this list from a couple sites, and I'm just not sure.
That explains why all the pages are red.
Okay, here's a good one. Now, I do not know the details of this one, I haven't fact-checked it. But I found it on the internet, so it's probably true. Right?
What is Watership Down?
You're so close.
Really?
This
All right.
This book was banned in England, has been challenged in some schools in England, because only middle-class rabbits are depicted.
there's another book with middle-class rabbits. What is Watership Up?
Watership Slum? No, it is Beatrix Potter.
Oh,
they only
Peter Rabbit.
Middle class rabbits. I love
okay.
it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, they're petty bourgeois.
Right? Okay.
I read my Ethical Marxism.
Let's see. I got one or two more.
All right.
Including the one I probably shouldn't say, but I don't know. Okay. Let's see. What's tomorrow? What's some more? Come down.
We got a couple more minutes left.
Okay. I'm just going to do the last one. I've got.
Okay. All right.
This book, another. Oh, here we go. Here's two more. This book has been banned for its maturity.
Watership Down.
And the fact that it's depressing.
Watership Down.
No. What other hints can I give you?
It's mature
a coming
and depressing.
Of age nonfiction. It's a diary of a young girl.
What is Anne Frank?
Frank.
Yep. I was going to go with Go Ask Alice until you said
right?
Diary
Anne
of a Young
Frank
Girl, but yeah,
has
okay.
Has been challenged that the Holocaust is too mature a theme for young people. Yet it's a book written
by a young person
about the experience.
Yeah.
And that it's just too sad for kids to read.
All right.
Okay, so the last one.
Okay,
this
here
is
we go.
Another children's classic.
Okay.
And it has been banned. I mean, you would have to really work to see this.
Yeah.
You would have to work really, really hard. It's a children's picture book. There are so many images in it. And one of them apparently shows a little piece of...
Can I just say that you're demonstrating this right now?
I'm not demonstrating
you're
it.
You're not
I'm
demonstrating
making the international
it.
Symbol.
You're making the international symbol, yes, for...
It's so...
What is Where's Waldo?
Yes. Everyone out there, go look up why Where's Waldo has been banned. It's ridiculous. Or come check out the book and try and find
it. And try to find it.
It's
harmless. Which is almost so much. That's much more fun.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Show me the word that you couldn't say on the air.
Here. It's the first highlighted word after Y. Can I say that word? You can say it.
Side? Yes, you can say the word side.
The second word, too. First phrase. See, we may not meet again on the show, Aaron. Anyways, the point is books have been banned or challenged
for ridiculous, insane reasons,
and we are celebrating that and our freedom to read
and
with
the
our
fight
awesome
against it.
Banned books cards. Come by, see the exhibit, get the cards at lots of places all around town, and all of you artists out there, start thinking about your submission for next year.
Awesome. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.